It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1958. We are now into January of 1958. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, aircraft facility for Pescadero, some $525,000 has been released by the Air Force to build an aircraft navigational facility at Pescadero. The money was okay by the House Appropriations Committee. However, the regional administrator of the Civil Aeronautics Administration says the facility will now be built in Petaluma. And county leads in 57 buildings. San Mateo County ranked first among the nine Bay Area counties in value of office buildings permits issued in 1957. It ranked third in industrial buildings and fifth in store buildings. And now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Have any one of you out there played Hide the Thimble? It's a long tradition in our family, starting at my grandma's house, who was a seamstress and was well acquainted with using a thimble. Few folks use them now, but here's a fun use that many coastsiders may not even know about. Everyone closes their eyes while a person hides the thimble with just a couple of rules. You must be in the general area. You must be partially in sight. Encourages the seeker with prompts as they approach different areas looking for the thimble. Cold, colder, freezing, hot, so on and so forth. This causes a shift in direction. Warm, warmer, hot, on fire. This works for all ages. With little ones, often beat up the adults. My niece grew up playing and is paying it forward at her coffee shop, Granola's on Highway 1, just north of 92. She hides a thimble and gives clues, and the finder earns a free pastry. For those of you who don't have a thimble in the household to keep the old-fashioned game going, we'll have a little gift pack with instructions available that you can purchase at Granola's Coffee Shop. So keep calm and hide the thimble on. 1958. Americans learn what recession is all about with large increases in unemployment, 5.2 million, or 7% of the workforce. Cars continue to get bigger and heavier and larger engines, but imports are growing as Datsuns and Toyotas from Japan go on sale. America's first satellite is launched from Cape Canaveral as the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, is formed. In lower atmosphere, U.S. passengers jet flights start with the National Airlines Boeing 707, and the first transatlantic passenger jetliner service begins with flights between London and New York on the new British Comet jet. This September, Jack Kilby and a newly hired engineer at Texas Instruments invents a microchip, and Elvis is inducted into the Army. In popular culture, the Wham-O Company introduces the hula hoop, and over 100 million are sold. On the big screen, popular films include South Pacific, The Bridge on the River Kwai, and Vertigo. On the small screen, popular TV shows include Candid Camera, The Ed Sullivan Show, and Alfred Hitchcock Presents. In popular music, this first hit record in 1956 was number one for 8 weeks, and now he's gone platinum with this song for 13 weeks. Here's the King, Elvis, and Wear My Ring Around Your Neck.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know what I ask of you. dumb scene by the red moon.
Novelty records are big. This is the year that novelty records are popular, and this one reflects our newest interest in outer space. 6 weeks on number one, here's Shelb Woolley and the Purple People Eater.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Thank you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week and another year, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.